4 CPA Mobile. But I'm not out there on the road. W2T sitting at home. Hello, Dave.
4 LOO's Mobile as well. Hello, guys. How are y'all?
I'm doing pretty good until I got insulted by, by Rusty there. Oh, me. Yeah, Rusty, you better be glad you're not out here because I'd probably run you down. Oh, Lord. I'm sitting here at the sports club, and I'm getting ready to leave. So I'm fixing to leave. So anyway, but I got my game in. And just a teeny bit of drizzle, and then it stopped, so we're good. And the other station in there, I did not catch your call. Name is David, and go ahead and pick it up.
This is Tao, KQ4LOO.
Well, I missed your call, I'm sorry. The way you're saying your suffix, I can't tell what you're saying, so I'm sorry. I'm deaf in one ear, can't hear out of the other one, so, and driving down the road doesn't help. Try that one more time.
To that, it's KQ4LOO, and this is Tao.
All right. Got it that time. Go ahead, Rusty, and pick it up.
Good morning for another minute or two to both of you and all. Just wonder, you were in here on the radio the other day, Dave, and I had destinated, so I had to get out and get into where I was supposed to be, so I didn't have a chance to say hello to you then the other day. So anyway, and Tal, I think it is the name of the KQ, Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar Oscar is who that is, Dave, so you can get it in your brain. And I'm just sitting here trying to get ready some things. I'm going to check into a 20-meter net here at 12:30, so going to do that. Just trying to get caught up on things having been gone for 2.5 weeks, so. You know, that's the way it goes. Glad you got in your match today, Dave, and all. And, you know, it's always good to get that exercise in. KQ4LOO, I think it's what you said. Go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, this is Tao. I'm over in Piedmont, and looks like we got a storm that might be trying to move in or pass over quickly or something. But I'm at the river, my happy spot. And I was thinking about maybe going to the gym a little bit, but I don't know yet if I'm going to do that.
Sounds good. Sorry, I'm trying to put my drink in my drink holder and can't talk on the radio at the same time. That's pretty bad. And I was sitting still. Oh, Lordy. Yeah, Rusty, I've only played tennis 9 times this week, so hour and a half a pop, so I think I've got my tennis in for the week, and but if it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'm gonna go out and rent the ball machine and hit a few balls, because I've got a pro that's teaching me how to. Well, I've been playing 50 plus years, and of course I'm doing it all wrong. But anyway, oh me. Let's see, Rusty. I believe it's your turn. Go ahead, and pick it up. KB4 CPA.
Well, I'm just gonna be here for this, Dave, because I've got a couple of things I've got to go get done. And all before I try to check into this net later today. So anyway, but good to hear you in there. And with you doing nine matches this week, that means you've done enough exercise for me also. So, but I'm helping someone move this week. So I've gotten in a good bit of exercise myself between Wednesday and Friday. couple of carloads. We moved over on Wednesday, and then we took another carload of stuff over yesterday and got a few things done. So anyway, like I said, I just wanted to say hello. Like, I got a couple of other things I need to get done. So anyway, you take it easy. Be careful out there on that road, because we are supposed to get some more rain today. And I'll throw it back over to you, and then you can give it back to Tal, because I need to get with what I need to be doing. Anyway, Dave, we'll catch you later. KB4CBA W2T73.
Will you behave yourself and stay out of trouble? I don't want to come over there, bail you out of jail or something. But anywho, glad you're back, and I tell you, that moving, Lord have mercy. Even helping somebody, that's just not my favorite thing. That and painting, I think I'd rather take a beating than do either one of those. Oh, me. Tal, go ahead and pick it up. KB4CBA.
I think I'd rather have a pineapple stuck in an orifice that ain't supposed to be in myself than help somebody move. But I've been stuck on a forklift all week, my past 2 weeks, basically. Today's my first day off in like 13 days, so I'm going to do my best to enjoy it, rain or shine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like they say, a bad day fishing is better than a good day at work, so there you go. let me make sure I'm hitting the repeater here. Like it. Sometimes right here, I'm stopped at East North and Haywood Road. If you stop in the wrong spot, it's just like almost dead, real scratchy. But anyway, what are you up to today?
Still debating whether I'm going to fish or just hang out here at the river with a rain suit on. And then, like I said, I might go to the gym later on, depends on how I feel. Definitely got to get it in before the weekend's out. But, I'm just trying to relax and enjoy things. I was supposed to go over to the Moose Lodge. Well, they asked me to go to the Moose Lodge today to help out. And I'm like, I've been working 13 days straight. I think I'm going to take a break.
I don't know. Well, I guess I probably have worked 13 days straight, but not very often. And I can't imagine doing that, I tell you. Especially at my age, but of course I'm retired, but I don't blame you. I'd find something I wanted to do. It might just be sitting on the couch and watching TV, you know? I'd be tuckered out if I was you, but I'm sure you're a heck of a lot younger than I am.
I might be younger than you, but I have my fair share of health problems, like heart problems. I had a heart attack at 44, so that kind of drains you a bit, and you have to find motivation to get up and move and do stuff. But anyway, I worked 12, 13 days in a row, and when I was on second shift, it was up to 21 days, and one time it was a stretch I worked more than 30 days in a row, and I was beat by the time that stretch ended.
They would have been taking me to the hospital before I got that far. Oh, me. Well, I worked pretty much two jobs my whole life, and to make ends meet, my wife worked, and I worked two jobs, and she still made more money than I did. I tell you, that's really, it's kind of humiliating when you're working two jobs and your wife's working one and she's making more money. But anyway, she is a very smart girl, and she's good at what she does. So, but she's retired now also, so she got to retire early, so she's not complaining either.
flame you on that one. It'd be nice when, if I were had been with this company for 25, 30 years, like a lot of other people that are my age getting ready to retire, I could be doing the same thing they are. And I'm like, really? So it'd be nice if I had found this company a long time ago, because they treat me pretty well out there.
Because I know there's a lot of big corporations that, you know, they don't, don't care that much about their employees. They're looking at the bottom line, and if they think you've been there a long time, and you know they've been giving you raises over the years, and even though you're doing a great job, you know, if they can hire somebody, you know, that can do the job a lot cheaper, then you know they might just let you go. And in South Carolina, you don't have to have a reason to fire somebody. So, you know, there you go.
Especially with what's been coming across our border by the millions. They're happy to give them our job real quick for a lower pay, but I don't know. Like I said, I love my job, and my employer seems to like me too a lot. They even suggesting I apply for other positions that make more money. And of course, they would be salary positions, but still, they encourage me all the time. Hey, you want to sign up for this job? And I'm like, not this one. Or I did actually apply for one, and I didn't quite get the job because I don't have the computer skills that the person who got it does. So they did tell me that if they had a second position available in that one, I would have definitely got it. So that was encouraging.
Well, it sounds like you got a good job, and everything's going well there. How long have you been in amateur radio?
Year. I started becoming interested in it when I started seeing the signs of potential problems here in America, so to speak. And I figured I might need an alternative ways to communicate with somebody, so I figured I would jump in on this. I mean, I've already got GMRS radios and stuff like that, so I figured I might as well just jump on the ham bands. That way, if I have to transmit further, I can.
Welcome aboard. And you're still kind of a newbie compared to some of us guys. I mean, of course, there's guys that would make me look like a newbie. I've had my ticket since 82 and started off, you know, that was back in the good old days when you had to learn Morse code. I started off with a novice ticket and then worked my way up to a Tech Plus, fathered into the general class. So so now I'm working on the extra, and hopefully I'll be taking that test soon. So anyway, but we'll see what goes on there. Yeah, HF is it's a lot of fun, and you know, making contacts. You got so many different modes, and gosh, there's just so much out there. You know, I'm just scratching the surface of you know, what's available out there in amateur radio.
Pat, good luck with your extra test. I'm surprised. I've got this little dial thing that it claims to be 8 watts, but I think it's probably closer to 5. But as long as I hit the repeater, I've talked to people in Tennessee and Eastern North Carolina so far, and that's kind of impressive to me, using a little HD, you know, dial thing.
Yeah, I've got one. It's supposed to put out 5 watts. I don't know if it does or not. I haven't checked it. I'm not, you know, real big on that, as long as it hits the repeater, which it does. The only thing I found about mine is when I put it on the car, my wife's car, and use the same exact antenna, except it was a mag mount. but I noticed the reception's not as good. It's got a good transmitter, but it didn't receive the repeater as well as the same antenna on my other car, which is mounted on the trunk. So I don't know. I don't know what the difference is there. The one on my wife's car was, I stick it on the top, so it actually had a more of a ground plane, and it was higher up, so not sure what's going on there, but anyway, she didn't want a radio in her car, so there you go. Oh, me. Well, I'm sitting here looking at the garage. I'm going to pull in and see what kind of trouble I can get into. But you have a good day. It's good to meet up with you on 2 Meters FM, and I hope to talk to you again there. Enjoy your day off, and hope you have a good one. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'll clear out of here after your final KB4CBA.
I do have one question, which is, where is the repeater located exactly? So, because I'm in Piedmont, and I seem to pick it up pretty well in most spots, but not all.
It's on Caesar's Head, at 3,500 feet. I'm pretty sure I'm correct on that. So, I'm here. I live in Taylor's, and I go down Edwards Road to go to my tennis club there, the sports club on Congaree, and there is all kinds of noisy spots and dead spots. It's just, it just depends on where you are. You could be standing out in the yard and have it full quieting and take a step over and lose it completely. It's just, that's just the way FM is. It's line of sight. So, you just got to find you a good spot, and that's where you want to transmit.
I found it whenever I move 5 feet in my vehicle, if I'm, trying to find a good spot, I can catch a good spot, and then I'll miss it, and I have to go back. Just have to inch back. Whoop, there it is. Anyway, I'll let you go. It was good to meet you, too. Have a good day, and don't get in too much trouble. So, KQ4LOO is clear.
Going KV4CVA clear.
KV4CVA, this is W4ISA.
W4ISA, KB4CBA.
W4ISA handles Peter, located in West Union. I'm just on an HT, so I hope I'm making it. No, I was just reading the mail. you said something about somebody in it longer than you. Well, I got my license at 9 years old up in Massachusetts. I'm 70 now. So I've been pounding brass. I'm a CW operator for about 61 years now and love it. Never missed a beat.
There you go. Now, see, that's something that I lost because when I got my Tech Plus, I got on 2 Meters and I didn't do any CW. So, so I just, I'll be starting over with that if I ever got back into CW, and which is really kind of a shame, but I'll be honest with you, with all that I'm doing on HF, with the digital modes and the sideband, and then of course there's VHF and UHF, and I've got plenty to do, and and that's what the hobby's all about. So it's just a great hobby, I tell you. And you always meet a lot of great people.
love it down here. And I figured I'd change my call. I had some sleep. He's only 200 miles away. That really crossed my butt. So I would never do that.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to say that I missed about 95% of that. You must have stepped out of your hot zone there. Or something changed because you were just, it's like the battery going dead on your HC. It would key up and unkey, and I'd just get, you know, a word here and there. But anyway, I don't know if you could try that one again.
Any better?
Better.
Yeah, dumb me. I shouldn't have moved, but I did. I had a hot spot, and I moved. So I was just saying, I had my call for 60 years. I changed it when we moved down here in November. I do a lot of QRP, CW, and I'll tell you, there's nothing worse than sending a CQ, a guy answered you, for example, and this happened, a KL7. I said, oh, wow, I got an Alaska on 5 watts. This was when I was in Massachusetts, just about ready to head down here. Turned out he was in New York, you know, and I said, I'd never do that. Change your call or sign it /2. So I said, I'll do one better. I changed my call because I'll tell you, what a letdown.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been thinking about, you know, seeing what's available if I pass my extra and change mine. But I've had this call since I got my ticket back in 82. But the only thing is, if you're doing any, I don't do a lot of contests, but I do enjoy doing, you know, making contacts with some of the guys that are doing contesting, and you know, having a shorter call is kind of key. when you got a or a 2x3 actually, and you know, it just makes it a little more difficult. So I don't know. I don't even know what's out there. I haven't looked. There's a website you can go to, but anyway. But I'm heck. Who knows? I may just keep it, and because it has served me well.
Hey, before CBA, is that Charlie Bravo Alpha or Charlie Papa Echo?
Bravo Alpha.
Okay, QSL. Well, if you're not moving to another district and you're so used to it, I'd keep it. I never would have changed mine. But I wanted to keep the ISA because it's so great on CW. It's actually about, I'd say, a little less than half a second faster than signing a WA1 call with a W4 call. And I'm not a contest operator. I did that years ago, been there, done that. I just love to rack you and get on QRP and send get on CW, basically. Well, I won't keep you. I know you want to get in. You said you were home. Been a pleasure. And if I can do anything for you, just drop me an email. I'm good on QRZ.com. Retired engineer. And I've done it all. I've done it all. Too much, actually. And right now, I'm just enjoying what I got left. KB4, CBA, W4 ISA.
For ISA, KB4, CBA. Well, I'd say carry on. And, you know, I've just enjoyed the hobby, and you know, through the years, you know, I would kind of get in it and out of it, you know, especially when I had the girls were at home, and you know, you got kids, and you got, you know, I was in the ministry. I did music. I was a worship leader, and for over 40 years, and you know, you're on call 24/7 and 365 days a year, and there's just not a lot of time for a hobby. So, but I try to, get back going in on the mobile rig, and when I'd get in the car, and then I'd lose interest. And I tell you, I retired. I bought this 7300, and man, I'm just having a blast.
CBA W4ISA. Yeah, excellent radio. There's a lot of them out there. Yeah, I never missed a beat. I mean, I always had a wire to throw out the window. When I was in college and grad school, I always found time to get on the air. I'd say about 2 out of the 15 guys I grew up with that were hams, 3 of them are still active and did it the way I did it. About half of that, I'd say about 7 maybe kept their license total. Great hobby. Again, it's been a pleasure. I'll let you go. Take care. Hope to work again. KB4, CBA, W4ISA.
I'm here. Enjoy the QSO, and I'm going to pull in the garage and go inside. I might even sit down for a minute since I've been playing tennis for an hour and a half. Oh, me. But anyway, you have a good one. Enjoy the QSO. I hope to meet up with you again on 2 meters or HF or whatever. But you have a good one. Enjoy the weekend. 73s. KP4 CPA clear.
Yeah, I'll send you a QSL card. I still do that. And I'll put my cell phone number there. If you ever need any technical assistance, I'll be glad to give you a hand. Take care. KB4, CBAW4ISA.